men. And then by mistake, then all of a sudden you stop. You didn't finish what you're doing. So I would think you poti, you didn't do yimul, you didn't do yikavono. The chiddush is no meyachas. Even a part of one you also chay for. The front here that the shame, the word shin mem, means something by itself. Therefore, for this alone, you chay by itself. That's the chiddush of meyachas, you chay from one. So Rashi. Somebody writes the word shin mem from the word shimin. The alpha gav shin is kav the nasis teid gedele. He had kavona to write the whole word shimin. Hoelish teyosi sari shaynis. Shein b'mokim acha. Since these two words shin mem mean something by itself, someplace else, the word shein, hein chayiv, he chayiv for this. V'hainu meyachas. That's the drush of meyachas, the extra mem. Nixas hamalocha v'loy kula yovichatis. Sometimes just from meyachas, from a mixas, a part of the one malacha, yichayif on such a case. And that's why the Torah says the mem meyachas. So far we answered why the Torah says the word heina. Heina is to teach us that achas, sometimes for a lot of malachas, yichayif, each one is separate korban. Now the Torah says the extra mem meyachas to teach us that even though you had kavanah to write the whole word shimin, if you only write the word shin mem, shame, you also chayif. Vaita, what's the extra mem on mehena? Torah could have just said hena, it says the mehena. So the Gemara, hena is obvious. The Torah would have just said hena, I would think Yoni Chayv, you do one of the Lamates Malachis. Mehena, the Torah says an extra mem. Mehena, that told us. That to teach us the Chiddush, that by Shabbos, Yavichiyah for the told us. Yechayv Achatis, and Yechayv Misa, if you do a told on Shabbos. So Drashi, Mehena, the Rabbis told us, Kloima. Hayetzis mehen min ovis, things that come out of the ovis, are told you also chayif for on Shabbos. Now the Gemara's mazbe the whole braisa, nochamon. So the Gemara, achashi heina, what do you mean one that you chayif a lot? How you chayif a lot of chatoi is that zodin Shabbos, you knew today was Shabbos, shoshigas molochis, you forgot each molochis is also, there's a separate shkogo for each molocha, you chayif a special chatis for each molocha. Heina shiachas, what's the case heina that you only chayif one chatis for a lot of veris? That Shigra Shabbos, Nikvizod the Melochis. Even though you knew the Melochis are also, but you forgot today was Shabbos, it's called one Shkoga, Yechayiv one Chatis. So this is the Kasha, why doesn't Shmuel learn out like Rabbi Yosi learns out? The Torah says, Shmuel, Acha, Shehena, Vein, Shiachas, the Mashmalu. He doesn't know from the Joshua, Timothy. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Just last Gemara we just finished yesterday, where the kasha was upon Shmuel. Why does Shmuel have to darshan chilek malachas from the pasuk chalel mas yumas? Why doesn't he darshan like Rabbi Yosef from the pasuk achas and heina? That there are Shmuel achas she heina the heina she achas le mashmalei. To Shmuel that drosh is not mashmalei. He doesn't hold achas and heina to teach us that amol for a lot of malachas yechayiv a separate chatois. Therefore Shmuel had a darshan from the pasuk chalel mas yumas. So to more about it. Voi minei rovim Rav Nachman. Rovim Rav Nachman clears a shayla. Helem ze beze biyodim al. That we had before, that the ikish shkoga there is, if you forgot today was Shabbos, plus you forgot these malachas are also. So you forgot two things. For the shayla was, on this one Shabbos you did five malachas. How many chatois are you chayiv now? Trashi ze beze, Shabbos and malachas mal. Chayiv achas akulam, are you chayiv only one chatis, because the shkoga was you forgot today was Shabbos. Oh yeah, kol achas viachas, maybe no, still you chayiv every malacha a separate chatis. Or can we boil it? The shayler is hard, the torn liyel, that it says liyel. Shogog bezeh bezeh, shogog gama b'toiro, that way you're shkogging both of them. That's the yiki shkoga that says in the Torah, mahu, lechiyu v'chodo, does it mean before you only chayiv one chatis? Or lechiyu v'yakulo, or means you chayiv on all of them. That's only one shogeg. You forgot the chod of such a thing as Shabbos. No, you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot these five malachas arosa. That's one shkog. You forgot the malachas arosa. V'yoyd nelem emenu, when you also forgot shayoyim Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos. Dika lemitlish gogo akol malacha. Here the suffix is, you could say you were shogeg separate shkogas for each melacha. But you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot you can't plant, you can't plow on Shabbos. But me the gisa, you also forgot bechal today was Shabbos. So you could be told all the melachos were being done because you forgot today was Shabbos. So how many shkogas is this considered? How many chatois do you have? So the Gemara, Omalei, since you forgot today was Shabbos, therefore it's called one shkog, you only chayv one chatis. So the morada rabba, harayhelem malachas biyodo, but you also forgot each malach is also, so that'd be called separate malachas, separate chatois, separate shkogas, v'chayv akolachas biyachas. Elu omar Rashi. Rashi says the shalos like this, let's see. Chazina, let's see. If when you tell him it's Shabbos today, that's why he stops doing the melacha. Right, helam Shabbos biyodei. It's right. The shkoga was upon Shabbos. It's only chayiv one chatis. Ve'ne chayiv alachas. V'mishum melacha kaporis. But if you when you tell him the melacha, you're now out of plow. He stops because you told the melacha is awesome. Harei helam melachas biyodei v'chayiv kolachas v'yachas. Then it's right. The ikar shkoga was the fact that he forgot these melachas are awesome, and that's why. He stopped doing it now, so that's why it's called a separate shkog, the yechai, the separate chatois. So the Gemara Amalei Ravina Ravashi, name, like we had before, klum parish mishabbos elim mishum malachas. You need two ingredients to ask somebody not to do malachas on Shabbos. You have to know today is Shabbos, and you also have to know the malachas are awesome. So the only reason why he stops is when he knows these two facts. He knows it's Shabbos and it's awesome. Is klum parish mishabbos elam mishum malachas? Why does somebody stop doing the malachas when he knows it's Shabbos? Only even knows the malachas are osur. And klum parish malachas, even when you tell the malachas are osur, elam mishum Shabbos, the reason why he stops is because it's Shabbos. Ela loishino. Ela teretz says loishino. There's no chiluk. So Rashi learns pshat ela loishino v'enechay b'lachas. There's no difference. And the ikar shkoga here is the fact you forgot today was Shabbos. It's considered one shkoga. Therefore, you're nechayev one chat. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the next Mishnah, Ovis Molochas Aboyim Chosrachas. There are 39 Ovis Molochas. Ve'vinim bo, the Gemara is the Kashem in Yonel Omeli. Why does the Mishnah after Cheshbunah is 39? It already counts every single one, the Harisha and this and this and this, all of them. So let's count them up, we'll know this 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? The Omeri Ab Yechon says the reason why the Mishnah says extra 39, to teach us a Chiddush. Shemos and Kulam, Belam Echod, Chayev, Akolachas, Viachis. It's promoted on one Shabbos, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. He did every Molocha, Yechayiv separately. Now the question is like this. Yiyamit Bishlein, Nehelem Zeh Bizeh, Zeh Bizeh Biyodoi, Yechayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas Shaper. If you're in the same case when the guy forgot today was Shabbos, but he also forgot all the Molochas are Rosa, still you go Bosa the Molochas and Yechayiv a separate Chatois for each one, it's promoted of Yechayiv Chiddush. In the case where the guy did all lamites malachis, he's chayiv lamites chatois. Eli yamer, but if you're going to tell me, helam Shabbos biyodei. In the case where the guy forgot today is Shabbos, ein chayiv alachas, he's only chayiv one chatis. It's called one shgoga. You forgot today was Shabbos. If heichi mishkachas lo, how could you find this case that he's chayiv 39 chatois on Shabbos? You have to say, the Zodin Shabbos is only Gemot, where you knew Trey was Shabbos, it means you were Zodin in Shabbos, you knew Trey was Shabbos. The Shigas Malachas, where you were Shaggy Josh, you didn't know the Malachas were also, but you Vade knew Trey was Shabbos. Because you're telling me where the person forgot Trey was Shabbos, even though we also forgot the Malachas were also, it's called Zev Zev Biyodin, you only chayiv one Chattis. So how is it a Shayach that you chayiv know 39 Chattis? That's where you have to know today is Shabbos. Just you forgot the Malachas are also. For at the Gemara, how can you have such a person? If the guy did all 39 Malachas, he did every single Malacha, what does that mean the person knows today Shabbos? It's not enough to say the guy, like today you have more people that know Shabbos is, they know that you have to light candles. They know you have to make Kiddush. But after that, they know nothing. Mashmah, that's not called knowing Shabbos. If you know Shabbos means you have to know Shabbos as Nogeya to some Yisurim, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do certain Malachas. That's called you know the Shabbos. But this person you're telling me now was over all Lamates Malachas. It means he was a Shogig. He did not know any one of the Lamates Malachas. So the Kashra is, what do you mean he knows today Shabbos? He doesn't know the Shabbos Nogeya to any Yisurim. Is weiter. If you hold like Reb Yechon and Shita, that a Shogig is enough to say you don't know the Zechiv Chorus, but you know there's a Mlav not to do the Malachas, to Yomar. Kivun Shashagag B'Koris. The person was just a Shagag in Koris alone. Pes Kivun Shashagag B'Koris. Once you're a Shagag in the Chet of Koris, you don't know there's a Koris. Aval Pi Shazid B'Lav. Even though you know there's a Lav. Mishkakas lo, that's also called the Shkoga. Then it's good, this person. Mishkakas lo, the Yodol Shabbos B'Lav. It's called the person that knew today was Shabbos. What do you mean he knew today was Shabbos? He knows you're not allowed to do Lama Tess Melachas on Shabbos. But he thinks there's only a Lav, that's all. He doesn't know there's a curse involved. So that's called the Shkoga. He's Chayiv Chattis. So in this case, that he didn't know any one of the Lama Tess Melachas has a Chattis, he's Chayiv 39 Chattis. He didn't know there's a curse. Eli Sabalo Krebshir Melachas. But if you're like Mishlokish, the Yomarachi Yishkoig Balav the Kuris, that what's called the Shkoga, that Yechayiv Chattis. Where Bechlau, you did not know there's even a lav. You did not know Bechlau. It's also to plow on Shabbos, also to plant on Shabbos. But where this person did not Bechlau know the Lama Tess Melochis, is the Yodel Shabbos for Mai. What is it considered? He's a Zodin B'Shabbos. He knew today was Shabbos. What do you mean he knew today was Shabbos? He did not know there's one Lama Tess, there's one Meloch Ras on Shabbos. That's not called he knows the Yisrum of Shabbos. And the Gemara that we had before, the Yodlei B'Tchum HaLibet Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the person knows today is Shabbos, and you're not allowed to walk outside Yud Beis Mil. You can't walk outside the Tchum HaShabbos, or HaLibet Rabbi Kiva, that's an Issa D'Raisa. Then the other Lama Tess Melachas, he was 100% Shagig. He did not know B'Chal, it's also to do him. And that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, Mo Yechayiv, 39 Chatois. For every Melacha, Yechayiv, a separate Chatois. So the Gemara, Omar Rova. Somebody did two malachas. He cut off, let's say, apples off the tree, and then v'tochen he went and grinded them on Shabbos. Two different office malachas. The kigregris, that's the sheer ba'ochlin you need, the size of a dried out date. The shigage Shabbos, that means that the morning he forgot today was Shabbos. The zodin malachas, he knew the malachas were osur, but he forgot today was Shabbos. So far he's only chayiv one chattis. Because the Shkoga was on Shabbos. This happened in the morning on Shabbos. Now in the afternoon on Shabbos, he went ahead and did the same two Avos Melachos again on the same Shabbos. He again pulled off a fruit off the tree and again grinded them. But this time was Bezodin Shabbos. He already realized today was Shabbos. V'shigagas Melacha. His Shkoga now was he forgot that there's such a Melacha of cutting off. Or he forgot there's a malach of grinding. Now, as far as this goes, Luchurishi b'chayi tu chatois, because here he knew today was Shabbos, so the shkoga was in the malachas. Luchurishi b'chayi tu chatois. Now, v'noi deloy al k'tziru utchino shal shigiga Shabbos. He found out later after Shabbos that he did the first chet in the morning, which was a k'tziru and a tchino, that in the morning he had forgotten that it was Shabbos. The Zodin Melachis, he knew the Melachis were Rosa, just he forgot today was Shabbos. So at that time, he's only Chayiv now one Chattis. Then V'chozav V'noi Deloi, Al K'tzira, V'al Atchina, then later on, he found out that he did a second Chet, that in the afternoon on Shabbos, he did a second time of K'tzira and Tchina, and at that time, it was Shel Zodin Shabbos. It was that he knew it was Shabbos at that time. V'shigas Melachis, but at that time, the Shkoga was, he forgot the two melachas were also, so even though for the second two chatoyim, l'churu there should be a chiyuv to bring two chatoyis, still, Rava says he's yotzer, the whole kapara was just the first chatis. Why? There's a svara of